Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
NRL punting made easy with Jared Condon from readingtheplay.com.au.
Oh, what about that, Jared? I know it's only taken 18 months, but now you've got your own stinger. How are you this afternoon?
Oh, very well, Jimmy. And I reckon that's the whistle blowing at North Sydney Oval in the good old days.
Don't take me down those North Sydney Bears stories again. You need to be careful about that, remember? We're a very family-friendly radio station, Jared.
Family-friendly.
Always,
Jimmy.
Yes,
always.
Of course. Hey, now we've spoken about it a bit. We don't know the seriousness of it, but Payne Haas limps off training and, I don't know. But I'll tell you what, if he is out, wow, that's a huge out for New South Wales.
Oh, enormous, Jimmy, enormous. I mean, the market's 2.5 at the moment. I'd suggest that it goes to, my market would go to 1.5 the other way. I think he's at least a 4 rating point. He's the best forward in the game and the best front rower in the game. So, and we've been talking over last week, it's questionable about some of the depth fill in New South Wales in the front row and in the middle. That they've had on the fringe because they've already called up Pangai Jr. So that's very significant.
Yeah. 225 Queensland, New South Wales $1.65. The line, 2.5. That's $1.90 each of two at TopSport.
Jimmy, get on the phone. Make the call.
No, come on, mate. You're one of these blokes born in New South Wales, and then here you are. Yeah, you're loyal to whoever has you.
Loyal to my wallet, Jimmy. I'm loyal to my wallet.
All right. Well, if that's the case, let's go through some of these games for round 13 of the National Rugby League. Tonight, across the SEN network, you will hear the Eels taking on the Cowboys. How do you see this one, Jared?
Well, Jimmy, I think the Eels look really well placed here. Yes, they've got a number of outs here, clearly with Origin reps and... Junior Paulo, they also have Lane, Campbell Gillard out. But they retain their 9-7-6-1. They come off a very credible and, I think, confidence-building win last week over the Rabbitohs. Let's not forget, at one stage there, the Rabbits hit the front early in the second half, 14-12, and they just 16-14, and they kicked away with a really strong finish to the game. I thought Dylan Brown was outstanding. Moses wasn't far behind them. And those two lead the charge here. Offering Gowie is a big pickup for them. The Cowboys are absolutely in disarray at the moment. They have at least 6 outs, 4 of them playing in Origin, and very instrumental players, in particular Reuben Cotter missing in the middle, and their goal kicker who kicks them from everywhere. Their defence has just been leaking points. Well, Jimmy, when on the road, they're leaking 30 points a game now, and their record in Sydney is just horrible. Their last two form games have been against the two teams at the bottom of the table. I don't think it reads strongly. Parramatta back at home. 14.5 is the line. I'm surprised it hasn't gone further.
Yeah.
I'm keen about the Eels, and I think they certainly cover that line.
Very keen on the minus 14.5 too. I think the Eels, match total is 44.5. I think the Eels could get there on their own in this game tonight. What about Rabbits v Raiders? This is an interesting one. We're just hearing news, Campbell Graham out of that Rabbitohs side, which seems to make a little bit of sense. And Jack Whiten up against the team that he will be going to next year.
Well, very interesting lineup, and that's key news that you've got there about Graham, because he looked like he was going to be factored in. The market probably knew. It's back to a two-point line now at TopSport. Going back to Tuesday, Jimmy, it was the Rabbits at plus 1.5, which always looked very strange to me, because they get and retain Damien Cook to play here. Totola was mentioned as a possible New South Wales fringe player for selection. Well, he stays here. They do have a couple of other key outs, obviously, with Origin, as do the Raiders, because they lose their captain, who's been very good this season, in Elliot Whitehead, and they also lose Hudson Young, who gets his first Origin call up. Their record on the road has not been great. Only won two away. Been a significant market move here. I just think that the Rabbits will be stinging off that loss last week. They were flat in that second half. They get back to Homebush where they're very good. I expected they bounce back. It's a nice position for them, and I was keen about the Rabbits winning and covering the line.
Okay. All right. Let's have a look at the final game. This is on Sunday. The Knights take on the Seagulls. No Tyson Frizzell for the Knights, but we do know that Caelan Ponga will be there. No DCE, no Turbo, no Gerbo, no Burbo for the Seagulls.
Jimmy, and who would have thought that Caelan Ponga is lining up at number one?
Yes. Yeah. I think Caelan.
But, yes, well, that's true. And I guess the elephant in the room was who made the call.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy, who takes a big deep breath here, holds their nose and takes the Knights at -10.5? I mean, they haven't been good line favourites, but they do get a lot of ticks here. They're back at home where their best football has been. They only have the one out in Frizzell playing rep football. They've won three of the last five when they've played the Eagles, and the Eagles are just decimated. They've got six outs here, including the three marquees that you mentioned. It means that they've got a patched-up seven, a patched-up one, and those three in Tom Jake and Cherry Evans have just been instrumental over recent weeks, and in particular the return of Tom to form last Sunday. I do think the Eagles are up against it. I think the Knights win. I'm taking a big deep breath and taking the Knights to cover the line, but 12 points does worry me a little bit.
10.5, so into 10.5 at Top Sport. So that's $1.90 each of two. So the market just adjusting to that. Could you be more comfortable with the 10.5 then?
Well, I think we might have had a lunch bet somewhere along the way, Jimmy, where I'm on the -10.5. So I'm holding my breath and hoping that the Knights can kick away.
Yeah, I'm just going, go Jason Saab. Go Jason Saab is what I say. Righto, you better give us your tips for the week. You might as well give us your tips for next Wednesday as well and your best bet for the weekend, please.
Jimmy, I was with the Dolphins last night. I like the Eels tonight. I think the Warriors in Napier can get away with a win against the Broncos. The Rabbits to win, the Knights to win. I do like Queensland next week. I think it's a very tight game. I just thought that Queensland in Adelaide, especially with the 2.5 start, was the right way to play. I thought the best of the weekend was we just keep it nice and simple. Let's go the Eels to win into the Rabbits to win. Somewhere around $2. I thought that was a nice way to play the weekend.
Yeah, all right. I don't mind that. Eels to win tonight, Rabbits to win on Saturday night. Jared, you have yourself a good weekend. I'm sure you will. And we'll chat again next week.
Take care, Jimmy.